Yorkton, sometimes the best and worst of a community can be seen within just a few hours. Friday afternoon, as part of Pride Week in Yorkton, Drag Queen Storytime was held at Kohl's in the Parkland Mall. It was an event which at its heart set out to do two things, both of them very important for children: develop a love of reading and accept that not everyone is the same, but they should be respected and accepted. In a world where we are seeing a return to the dark times of book banning even in a democracy like the United States, our children need the reinforcement that reading is the avenue to better understanding the world around. And, in terms of respect and accepting our differences, well, history is filled with examples of where intolerance may lead us down a very dark and dangerous road. So having a drag queen reading to youth is a fine way to show children they are still human beings. But the positives did not prevent a number of people chanting, "Leave our children alone," in the common area outside the bookstore. Margot Allaire, with the group organizing Pride Week activities in the city, called the situation frustrating, then added, "It's really sad more than anything." Frustrating and sad do seem like fitting words to describe the gathering. The reading by She Foam was certainly not forced on anyone. A parent not wanting a child to attend simply needed to stay home. For the parents and guardians who did choose to take their children, they did not need to hear a bunch of people chanting against their decision. It should be remembered, parents make decisions for their children every day, public versus homeschooling, religious associations or not, and this was just another, with those attending choosing to broaden their children's view of the world. The intolerance shown by the chanters would not have been tolerated had they gathered to chant against a rabbi reader, or a First Nations elder, or someone in a wheelchair. The event was no different Friday, and it reflected badly on our community. But then Saturday there was that ray of sunshine we should always aspire to. The Pride Parade was held, and while the number of people lining spots on Smith Street and near City Center Park were not massive, they were generally supportive, and that had to feel good for Pride Week organizers. Allaire noted Friday the frustration over the chanters came because the sentiment makes certain people, those in the LGBTIQA+, feel very isolated and alone. "I know it's hard. I know what it's like to grow up without really fitting in," they said. "That's why these events are important. It shows kids it's okay to be different, to not really fit in. This is about providing support and love." And that was what most attending showed, support and love.